Let the Great World Spin by Colin McCann. Catch him here in the crook of the carriages with the morning already ovened up and muggy. 9 shots left on the roll, nearly all the photos taken in darkness. 2 of them at least, the flash didn't work. 4 of them were from moving trains. Another one taken up in the concourse was a pure dud, he was sure of it. He surfs the thin metal platform as the train jags south out of Grand Central. At times he gets dizzy just anticipating the next corner. That speed, that wild noise in his ears. The truth is, it frightens him. The steel thrumming through him. It's like he has the whole train in his sneakers. Control and oblivion. Sometimes it feels like he's the one driving. Too far left and the train might smash into the corner and there'll be a million mangled bodies along the rail. Too far right and the cars will skid sideways and it'll be, goodbye, nice knowing you, see you in the headlines. He's been on the train since the Bronx, one hand on his camera, the other on the car door, feet wide for balance, eyes tight to the tunnel wall looking for new tags. He's on his way to work downtown, but to hell with those combs, those scissors, those shave bottles. He's hoping for the morning to open up with a tag. It's the only thing that oils the hinges of his day. Everything else crawls, but the tags climb up into his eyeballs. Phase 2, Kivu, super cool 223. He loves the way the letters curl, the arcs, the swerves, the flames, their clouds. He rides the local just to see who's been there during the night, who came and signed, how deep they got into the dark. He doesn't have much time for the above ground anymore. It's the underground tags he's grown to love the most. The ones you find in darkness, way up in the sides of the tunnels. The surprise of them, the deeper the better, lit up by the moving lights of the train and caught for just an instant so that he's never quite sure if he's seen them or not.